GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, and there's a reason I give out that number. There's a reason I give out that text line, because on Fridays like this, the floor is absolutely open. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It's not just a Friday. It's a holiday weekend Friday. It's a Disney week Friday for me. There's a lot going on, and I know the energy on a Memorial Day Friday is good. So we're going to keep it good, upbeat today.
Enjoying. It makes me sad because I know I'm going to miss Monday.
Well, for us, yes, but I'm saying for the listener who's out there, look, they need this 2 hours because it's their last work day for
a few
days.
Hey, Nikki, do you want to just show off and you and I come in here on Monday and nobody else?
All right.
You're supposed to say no so I can blame it on you.
Oh, my bad. No. No.
I got so many big plans.
Yeah, no. I've got babies to kiss and women to catch. I had to clean that up.
It's like, what?
Yeah, good. Keep going.
So here's my thing. I have, of course, I'm leaving tomorrow. We fly out about 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I learned something phenomenal just looking up some stuff the other day.
I'm listening.
See, a lot of times when I do Orlando, I'll just fly Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Southwest canceled all those flights on us last time, so they gave us a bunch of vouchers, right? So we were like, well, we'll just take the Southwest flight this time, round trip, you know? They actually have boarding, like family boarding.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a child under 6, because mm-hmm. see, Southwest is different. Spirit, you have your seat already.
Yep.
So it's like, that's just my... I paid for that seat or whatever,
that's,
you know.
That's my seat.
Yeah, that's my seat. So y'all all can get on this plane. Actually, I want y'all to get on there because mm-hmm. I don't want to sit on there because I know my seat's there and I don't really do carry-on. Yep. So whatever. Southwest's a little different. You board, and in the manner you board, mm-hmm. you know, you just, it's a free-for-all.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You pick your seat, but you pay to board.
On the plane?
you pay for to board earlier, so there's less people on there.
Okay.
If you have a child 6 or under, see, they board in A, B, C.
Mm-hmm.
You can board in between the A and the B group. It's called family boarding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I didn't know this. I always paid for, like, early bird or business select so I could, you know, like, now I'm like, why? I just got to take the kid. So tomorrow I'm like, yeah, that's perfect then. Look, I got moms. We're taking moms this time. Dude, it's amazing.
I'm so glad that the world of airplanes has opened up for you.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's tremendous. Hey, look, we're doing the long one this time. We're going to be down there for 7-8 days, just chilling.
So you got bags? You got real bags this time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got luggage. But that's the other thing with Southwest, is you get the mm-hmm. the carry on, the check on, you know, the check bag, carry on, all that stuff. So yeah, but no, that was a great revelation. So I'm excited about that. But before I do that, I'm going to make my way to the Fair and Expo Center at 11 o'clock in the morning.
So your first half only?
And I'm, no.
You going to do the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We only got to be at the airport until about 1:30. We're TSA pre-check. So you just, I'm like, oh, y'all in line for security? Oh, that sucks. Oh, y'all got to take your shoes off still? Oh, God. I just stroll up there. Dude, I'm telling you, if you fly a lot and you're not TSA pre-check, like, it's like $80 and it's good for 5 years. Dude, you walk right up, put your bag on there, it goes through, and then you just walk through a scanner, and you're done.
I'll insert uncomfortable joke here.
Okay.
My middle name is Ahmad.
Yeah, I would check you.
I didn't know that. Oh.
I would check you. Yeah.
I didn't know your middle name was Ahmad.
Yes. I'd be like, yeah. This insanely athletic dude rolling up in his chair named Ahmad. I'd be
I went back and forth from Beirut, Lebanon with the name Ahmad.
How'd you ever get on the plane?
Listen, do you remember the shoe bomber?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the dude who beat up the shoe bomber?
Was that you?
That was my roommate.
Are you serious?
Really? I never told you that?
No. That's crazy. Yeah, no.
The dude who stopped the shoe bomber was my roommate.
Wow. Okay.
My middle name is Ahmad. I'm coming back and forth from France.
So family boarding does work.
The middle name Ahmad. It's all. Listen, do you know, like, at some point I just had to just start walking to the random checkpoint. Let's get over it.
It's funny. They let me right on through.
No, it's not funny.
I'm like,
all right, Steve.
They're like, well, who is this handsome white fellow? I'm like, I'm going to Disney. I'm walking in wearing my Disney backpack. They're like, hey, come right on through.
Listen.
Jamal, you should step aside, please.
I got pulled over one time, right?
Uh-huh.
Coming back from a camp. Basketball player going to a camp. What does he have in his car? A gym bag.
Yeah.
I got pulled over one time. And you should have saw the face of one of our state's finest when and this is before the Jay-Z song came out, so I didn't know to say, well, my glove compartment is locked, so is the trunk in the back, and I know my rights, so you're going to need a warrant for that.
Did you sing that to the cop? Because if so, that might have.
Listen, this pullover.
I don't want to. You can't blame the cop.
Listen,
right there.
This
okay.
That might be probable cause.
Yeah.
The pullover was before I'd heard this song. So.
Okay.
So, you know.
You just understand where I'm coming from.
At the time, Steve, I'm like, I don't care if you checked it.
Like, if a cop pulls me over and I start reciting Bloody Man, like, it's not going to.
This cop.
That's just one that I'm not going to blame the
cop.
Sorry.
This state trooper, Steve.
Okay.
This state trooper opened the trunk of my Acura.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
When he saw this big-ass gym bag in my truck, he was like, we got him.
Yep. That's it.
We got him.
Rocks.
Listen, I'm like, and I thought about it. I said...
Step out of the car, please.
They're about to. Listen, I don't even know. They might bring a friend.
Yeah.
They might dump me.
Sure.
If what's in this gym bag is what this police officer thinks is in this gym bag.
Said they can't hear Nikki on YouTube.
Oh, because I didn't even put the setting right. So sorry about that.
Nick, say something.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday.
No. Now you can say it.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you're good.
With the same gusto as the first time.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday.
They're fine.
Okay.
Steve, but these are two separate instances. When they saw that bag, I was like, they're going to dump me in the woods somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And take all my coke.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, or what they think.
You should have saw the disappointment in his face.
It's a size 14 shoe, and
it wasn't nothing but dirty basketball clothes and sweaty tennis shoes.
And you even said that, hey, you might not want to open that.
Right, just, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, is that right? Yeah, go ahead and take a whiff.
Steve, he was like, yeah. No!
I know you have some weed.
Damn it, he's
here.
Clean. Now we have to justify this. But Shoe bomber.
Okay.
Go to a camp in Chicago, right? Camps in Chicago, you know, it's overseas camp, whatever. Steve, mm-hmm. My cousin lives in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I get up there. First thing I do, call my cousin up. He meets me. I don't remember if he picked me up or whatever. He meets me at the hotel. We're together. We go to the hotel.
Okay.
You know, some of these camps, they just, you know, put you in with somebody. Y'all split the cost. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
Yeah, hotel price in Chicago, ridiculous. So this dude is sitting here. You know, he's talking about, you know, he played. He was coming back over from France. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I was over there, blah, blah. So we just, like, chopping it up, talking. He was like, yeah, but he's like, I don't think I can go back to France. I said, what's up? He was like, nah, he's like, I kind of got into some things, you know, blah, blah. My cousin, who I ain't seen in 4 or 5 years, he's sitting like, okay, go on. Like, is this shit? Okay, dark-skinned dude. He got a little bit of an accent. You know, he's probably 6'7", you know what I'm saying? Good-looking, healthy guy, right? He says, yeah, you know, just, I don't know if he said the word terrorism or something, you know, just something, some word, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, stop. Like, stop talking to Cole. Like, I'm all ears, right? He's like, man, you remember that shoe bomber situation, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, that was me. I said, wait, you know.
You're like, hey, let's clear this up.
Yeah.
You are
no, no, no,
that?
No, he said I was involved or whatever. So I'm just like, start over.
Yeah, I'm moving out.
Start over. Yeah. Give me the story.
Right. I just say slow down and start from the beginning.
But his energy, like, he's kind of, he snickers. So, like, you can tell.
Okay, okay.
You know, it's relaxed or whatever, right?
Not in, like, a psychopathic
way. Yeah.
Okay.
So he starts telling the story.
That was me.
He said, listen, he says, I'm on the airplane, sleep. And he says, somebody, he's coming back from France. He's on an airplane, sleep. He said, somebody yells out, he got a bomber. He's trying to blow up the plane, you know, something like that, right? He said, he comes like fresh out of his slumber, runs to the back,
absolutely.
Sleeps him. Just sleeps him in the seat, right? I'm like, shut up. And I'm talking, my cousin's here. We're like,
no,
shut
yes.
up. So, you know, he starts going through, okay, who are you? You know what I'm saying? He's like, no, I played at Evansville, you know, blah, blah. I'm from West Indies, you know, blah. He's like, yeah, Colin Powell called me, Oprah called me. He's like, I didn't want to do the interviews because I just wanted to keep, you know, playing. But he was like, over in France after the incident, sometimes people would be in an empty gym. Or they'd just be practicing, and it'd be some dudes over there just sitting. He don't know where they came from, who they're here with, or whatever. So he was like, it got kind of weird, you know. The word was getting out who he was and stuff like that. But, I stayed with him up in Chicago for a couple of days, and I was just like, when he told us, like I said, he told a story. And of course, we went back and just, like, let me make sure. Yeah, let me. This is dude. Like, so if y'all look at
that's wild.
Yeah, if you look at the basketball player, or you just type it in something. Actually, I do want you to look that up.
Yeah.
Just basketball player. Then you could some shoe bomb or something. You know, like I said, we've probably used every keyword to get this show FCC investigated.
Oh yeah, we're done.
Yeah,
yeah, we're done.
Let Drew.
No chance I'm getting on the plane tomorrow now. Thank you. Yeah.
I hope we have good litigation.
Mr. Rummage, we've been waiting on you.
I hope. Hey. Do you work with an Ahmad?
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah, no, listen. That's a great story, though. It's a great story.
Dude, that's like a top 10 story you would keep in your, like, rotation.
So you should,
how did I not
basically
know this?
You should have heard about. Try to. Has anything come up on the guy?
Let's see here.
Listen, type in Evansville basketball player stops shoe bomber or something like that.
Yeah, all I'm reading about is the. Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, wow. That's actually kind of cool. The FBI does an artifact of the month. And these were the shoes, the Richard Reed shoes, the shoe bomb.
See, I'm
what type of shoes are these? They look
Jesus
like
Jesus Christ. You're no.
Real fast, real fast. No. Just look. You guys know shoes. What is that? What are those?
I don't know.
It's like Asics or
At
something.
Least you could have did said, "What are those?
What are those?" Oh man, I missed the moment there. All right. Let's see.
But. Yeah, like when he was telling it, do you know how far in the story you got to go before you start saying, okay, I believe you?
Yeah.
Like, no, once you start throwing out names like Colin Powell called me and just like, I'm like, okay, you're telling me the
Kwame
truth.
Kwame James.
Yes. What does it say about him? Just do a quick.
Well, the top story says former University of Evansville basketball player Kwame James is making news again. He gained national attention in December 2001 when he helped subdue shoe bomber Richard Reed on American Airlines flight to Miami. He officially got sworn in as a U.S. citizen.
I think that's worth citizenship.
It was like, really? You have to do a huge background. That's like an instant green card.
Yeah, right. Like, did it say anything else? Like, or that was just kind of the gist of the story.
Man, he evidently had to fight deportation and everything.
It's like, okay, y'all. Y'all really gonna put me through this?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm literally like, G.I. Joe.
I was gonna say, I'm literally G.I. Joe. They ought to make a movie about me.
If his name had been Kevin James, he'd been celebrated a little different.
Yes. Trinidad born basketball
That's
player.
Cool, man.
Yeah, right.
That's a great story.
Right. Yeah. No, that was awesome, man. Like I said, and for my cousin to be like, Marcus, you just have to, you know, I was like, Marcus, you just got some random things going on in your life.
All right. So he was playing in France and was on his way home for Christmas when the 6'4" Reed tried to, tried to ignite a bomb hidden in his sneakers.
Oh, Reed was 6'4".
Yeah. So, the bad guy was 6'4". All right. So he tried to ignite the bomb in his sneakers. Mm-hmm. It was a Paris to Miami flight. After a flight attendant asked for him for help, James sprang into action, helped subdue the wild-eyed terrorist, and then sat on top of him until the flight safely landed in Boston. What he did, instinctively jumping up and subduing Richard Reed, this is what citizenship is about, said James's immigration lawyer, Michael Wilds. He instinctively did the right thing. He is a hero and a model citizen. And
that's an awesome story.
Yeah, and then he got his American citizenship.
Well, good for him, man. That would have been tragic.
I was happy for my energy detector. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was instantly, okay, this dude's all right. Like, I don't know him from Adam. But he's got to be touching. Okay, so that was the most random Artifact Friday story.
That's awesome, man.
That is awesome. He played for the Brooklyn Kings in the United States Basketball League,
and probably 10 other places too. Okay, so where do we go?
A ton of stuff. There's a ton of.
How do we transition out of that?
I was going to say there is a ton of directions we can go because football, some things are picking up there. Basketball.
They're coming soon.
According to Travis Graff, there might be some things picking up there pretty quick.
Why did DJ Wagner's position rank a drop, Steve? Go.
Why did he go from 1 to 2?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know, right? How about that? How about that? The day it becomes clear, like, he's probably going to Louisville. Like, you know what? Now he's 2.
GG, you're now number 1. Yeah. You're going to North Carolina. Yeah. Boom.
Eat that. Yeah, take that.
Fisher? Texas Tech?
Yeah, that one, I think that one, there was a little bit of, Kenny Payne went and saw him, and then that was the last you heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just trust KP on that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, for whatever reason. Even though I will say, man, Graff and some of the guys on there, they were pretty adamant, like, they could do better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll trust them. I mean, he looked pretty good to me. But, you know, but I'm like, somebody who's watched them a lot more.
Phillips is killing it.
Yeah. Yeah, Phillips now. Look,
who is Phillips, Steve?
Ever since Jason Jordan dropped that bomb here on Middays with Marcus Maven that he's committed. I don't know. Is he? I don't know. Maybe he misspoke.
But it sounded like we're in the driver's seat for Phillips.
Yes, absolutely. So there's
one of
that.
The fastest rising guards in the country.
Tomorrow, I guess we can finish this segment out with this with tomorrow really quick. And then because I do want to get in. There's so much to get into with scheduling with different things that are coming up with basketball and with football, a couple big time things happening there that I'd like to talk about.
Listen, so, it's late. We're getting yeah, ready to start.
No, like, absolutely. But here is the tomorrow. I've said it all week. I'll say it again. I mean, I think 11 o'clock in the morning, Fair and Expo Center, you go in there on court one, you can watch DJ Wagner. On court two, at the exact same time, you can watch Caleb Glenn play Bronny James.
And again, just, let me say this for your own personal knowledge. You parents, you local basketball enthusiasts, mm-hmm. that you think your baby's good and you mm-hmm. want to know, you know, you want to know what high level, not just a local team with a couple of good players. Go watch an environment where the 120 best are out here. You know, like teams and teams and teams full of dogs. Like, yeah, those are, listen, those couple of scholarships that you want your kids to compete for, this is a room full of scholarship takers,
yeah.
Division One scholarship takers,
big time,
all over the Expo Center.
Yeah, I mean, and there'll be a couple guys in there that probably aren't ranked that will end up mm-hmm. getting, you know, or aren't, maybe even they're ranked, but they're not as well known. I mean, it's a great basketball yep. event. I mean, and yep. people around here that just love basketball.
Yeah, you go in there, sit out. Like I said, you pick a random court and you're going to enjoy some basketball.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, to me, if you can go in there at 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and I can watch DJ, and I can watch Caleb
mm-hmm.
side by side.
Don't get any better.
And like I said, I mean, Bronny James playing, you never know, and LeBron's going to walk in. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's possible.
He made a pit stop at the I Promise School.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think tomorrow night.
He's not on vacation.
Tomorrow night you get DJ and Bronny, you know. So, but I know a 9 o'clock game is a little tougher to make than an 11 o'clock in the morning game. So, like, I would imagine Louisville fans will be there wearing red. Somebody needs to get a hold of the villains. Tell them, look, hey,
just go
coordinate something. Get out there.
Get some T-shirts. Sit outside and say, are you going to the DJ? Just give away free red T-shirts.
I meant go to the game.
No, I know. At the game.
Yeah, get the student section out there. somebody said, taking my daughter tomorrow. Okay, see, I mean, that's what's up, man. You can see, because it translates, you know, all around. So it's like, dude, I think take people out there, take your kids out there. I just think
this opportunity has never been here around
to
Louisville.
To me, Saturday, 11 o'clock in the morning is just the perfect time.
And at least 20 years. Like, you have not had this opportunity.
And support the EYBL, because, I mean, you're
gonna want them back.
A lot of support. This will be a natural stop mm-hmm. on a yearly basis. So I think it's a big deal that we get out there and support this event this weekend.
All the local high schoolers should be out there.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Listen, you go watch an hour game or so. Like, you're done by noon. Get on back home, whatever. But I would just really consider it.
I would love to be able to tell a young local kid, like, okay, now you think you're good. There's some dogs out here.
Well, this is big time recruiting. This is big time recruiting. You're getting into, you're recruiting the guys that they need it. Listen, there's NIL parts, that stuff in there now, but they need to be loved. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. We go for DJ. Okay, let's say that. Mm-hmm. We go for DJ. But guess what? There's 5 stars all over that gym that look over there and go, that Louisville fan base.
Yes, yes. Great point.
God, like, are they there for him?
They're really insane here.
Yeah, like, this is nuts. Are they, that Caleb Glenn, like, they're here watching him? Mm-hmm. Like, they have covered 2 courts,
you know, and
of listen, Louisville fans.
When you hear cheers as a player,
and cheer.
Yeah.
Cheer them on.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
If you see.
Hey, make Bronny James. Look, you let Bronny. No. You make Bronny James feel like
he's on the road.
Nothing against Bronny James. No, I'm not saying nasty as a kid.
It's a road game.
But you cheer for Caleb so hard that he feels like he's playing a dang road game. Yeah, Aaron Bradshaw. I keep forgetting Aaron Bradshaw that plays.
Right.
Maybe because I'm so enamored with Xavier Booker. You know he jumped up to number 4?
It's the Rick effect.
But I think Louisville will get Aaron Bradshaw.
He got the Rick effect.
So And Xavier Book and Bradshaw can play together.
Once Rick started looking at guys, all of a sudden.
Number four. But yeah, Aaron Bradshaw plays with DJ Wagner. You know, I don't know. The one kid, Mackenzie Bacco or whatever, he's committed to Duke, but I think Louisville's still got a shot with him. He might actually come and play with the scholars. So, you know, but I mean, this is Purvis's squad, you know? So, like.
And this is Purvis's squad.
Hey, make amends. There's a lot of amends can be made. Like, hey, listen.
That's a good point.
Maybe we, not that I necessarily think Louisville fans, I don't mean Louisville fans need to make amends with Purvis by any stretch of the imagination, but I think showing up like that will do a lot for him, you know, and stuff. So, and trust me.
Cannot hurt.
Purvis has some kids that are about 3-4 years away that you're really going to want. And you may not think about it right now, but it's like when they're ranked number 1, 2, and 4 in the country, you're going to be like, yeah, it's going to be nice. When people are just sitting back going, oh, yeah, in 2027 or 26, whatever it is, yeah, number 1 and number 3, they're going to Louisville. Nobody's even questioning that. Like, you know, you're going to be like, man, that's awful nice. I mean, you know, so it's just it's going to be a no, Texter, I think Booker plays the Adidas circuit. I think. I might be wrong on that, but I don't think he'll be there. I just would encourage people, get up in the morning and get out. Ride up to the Ferrand Expo Center, man. And if you can't make it tomorrow, I mean, there's Monday. And but, I mean, you're talking Memorial Day weekend. Look, start your Memorial Day weekend at 11 a.m. and let them know you're there.
Isn't that funny that just, like, these kids, this is what they're doing on their Memorial Day. They are playing basketball.
Oh, we never had holidays. Like, that's not, yeah.
You know, it's Steve.
Christmas break, we went to camps.
I'm glad we're having this conversation on air, right? Because to this day, if I have to explain to a lady friend, I don't know anything about holidays. Mm-mm. I don't know that. Like, having a birthday in September, like, you're in the middle of conditioning. Getting ready for your season, you know, like Thanksgiving. I'm in the middle of, you know, we're going to a Thanksgiving tournament. We're going to a Christmas tournament. I don't do a bunch of holidays like February. You're postseason. You're getting ready for the postseason, Steve.
Yeah.
Like I got an hour.
I know.
I know. You can get an hour, baby.
I know. That's 100% fact, though.
Yeah.
Tickets sold at the door, I believe. Believe you can just go up there and buy tickets.
Cameron Maben, he's hot summer.
I know.
Vacation. Like, what are you talking about?
No, 100%, man.
Lake house?
Yes.
Is there a lake next to the baseball field? Like, is there a lake next to the... You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's a foreign concept. For high level Division I aspiring talent,
but and of course sometimes you got the goods like John Leeper, my coach over at Collins now. He took us a couple times. Listen, he set up a couple tournaments in Murray, and his parents had a houseboat and a lake house down there. So we got to double dip. And he treated us because he knew, hey, we're giving up spring break here. Yep, we're giving up summer break, whatever. And we would do the play at Murray at the camp. And then you also, you know, hey, we're going to go out on the houseboat, you know.
And I will say this. The sports takes you places that you would never went.
Yep, would have went.
So
never would have went.
While I do say it's a sacrifice, it's also a great, like I said,
absolutely.
I am in Vegas. Doing things I would have never done from Nashville to Vegas or from, you know, from
100%.
Yeah, whatever school. So
100%.
I'll give y'all.
I sat courtside and watched number one Florida and Matt Bonner, or I'm sorry, Walsh and.
Bonner was on it.
Walsh. Yeah, yeah. Number one Florida play Vandy. You know, it's like, it was an amazing experience. You know, we stayed in Nashville at the Radisson. You know, it was like, dude, this is awesome, man. Stuff you never would have got to do, man, playing in camps. So.
And to this day, like, I pack light because of how many flights I took.
So imagine.
I took full 5-day trips with a book bag.
So I'll cap it off with this, and we'll let Nikki get to a break. So imagine you're in an AAU tournament. You go to all these cool AAU tournaments. You were in Orlando at Wild World of Disney. You know what I'm saying? You're going to play in Peach Jam in a couple months. But you go to Louisville, Kentucky. And you're like, oh, it's an EYBL stop, you know, Louisville, Kentucky. And you're like, that Louisville, Kentucky place is nuts. When we go there, hey, you play somebody that's being recruited by Louisville, you better bring it. Because they bring in a crowd. Like, they coming. And it's going to be wild.
Did they pull Reed Shepherd out of that matchup?
They did, didn't they?
They did.
I bet that.
Sure
I guarantee you that's what happened.
I know they did.
Like, we ain't, I'm not putting Reed Shepherd out there with DJ Wagner in Valley High School.
Are you crazy? Listen, do you know what these fans are going to say? If Cal's relying on Reed Shepherd.
Yeah. You better get that Wagner kid. We're in trouble.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Basketball my ass.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
She walking. Ain't too pretty in the face, but she's super thick. I'm just thinking with my dick.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 81.50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
So, Nick, we were talking EYBL. I don't know what.
Turn up, Nicky.
So far, so good.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, pull it, Nicky. They listen. You survived. Don't push it. It's over.
Yeah, you're gonna catch something.
Oh man, I mean, it said it was the super.
But you stupid.
Have you ever saw that video, Nick?
No.
Oh my god. Of Mr. Apple Pie American out at the party dancing to it. What is it? A parade?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's dude, look it up. It's hilarious. And he, I mean, don't play it because it's the unclean version. Yeah. But he, dude, he hits it like just perfect. Right?
He knows that word for word. Okay.
Good selection, Nick.
Mm. Yeah.
It was all Nick.
I won't bother to ask you if that was suggestion or selection. Man, and I had something that I wanted to jump straight into. It was a random conversation, and I lost it as soon as I started.
Scheduling for Louisville basketball, that's a conversation right now. Football is a conversation right now.
Is scheduling a conversation?
I mean, for fans, yeah, I think so. I mean, look, you're starting to put together a schedule now. You know you're playing Kentucky on New Year's Eve now.
Do you have an opinion on that?
I would rather not.
On New Year's Eve?
Yeah, but whatever. I mean, it's...
You just got to play him.
Well, it's the day of the playoffs and stuff. It's just me being selfish, though. I mean, I really don't care. They're going to play it probably at noon.
Is it too late to change it?
Probably noon or two. Leading
can
into
they,
the playoffs.
Can they flex it or something?
No. I mean, yeah, they could a day. Yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to DFH. But it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just picky
okay,
me.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like I could complain. The only scheduling thing that's ever like pissed me off all the way is. Moving the Kentucky football game to the end of the football season.
I know.
That's the only move that's ever been made. That and the way Coach Cal dodged Mac that one year.
Said those are the two things. That...
Yeah, just the Coach Mac video.
Yeah.
When he said They said, you know, they rescheduled to Notre Dame and bumped, you know, moved around and went to ESPN and did all that. Like, yeah, like that one irritated me.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like I said,
because he pulled back the curtain on that one.
I know, and it's one of those things where I mean, look, I think ideally the Louisville Kentucky game would be best in February because I think it would get its national attention, put it right in the middle of conference play. It's like, oh man, this is it'd be a tradition.
No, just put it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it would be like its own tradition, though, you know. But I know it's
smack dab February 14th that night. Put it right there.
Yeah,
boom.
But I know that it would be a, you know, I don't know, scheduling stuff. So I don't really care about that. But the fact we are playing them, we know that now. We know Penny has brought out that Memphis, and I do think I think that game's been in the works a little bit. We've kind of referenced it on here. I think that game will probably happen this year.
I got a feeling all the schools that Louisville fans want to play will end up on the schedule.
Well, but here's the thing. I agree. You're playing this season, and this is why I say scheduling is a conversation. We know right now, as of last night, Nikki, who's in that Empire Classic? Do you know? Right off the bat?
I do. Because it's part of a sports center.
Yeah, that's why I just figured. This came out yesterday.
Indiana, UConn, and Texas.
That's awesome.
You don't get no better.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Up in New York. Was that in Brooklyn, probably?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, like that's amazing. You're playing
UConn, Texas, Louisville, and who?
Indiana. And I believe the Empire Classic is like a tourney, right?
Yes.
Because
yes,
when we played, we played in it. When we played Tennessee and Marquette.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah. It's like a little 14 tourney.
That was when they rewrote the 3-point line for Jordan, right?
Yeah, when we beat Marquette, but they were like, no, it's actually. You're like, okay.
Where there's actually a bubble on the 3-point line. Do you remember that, Nikki?
No.
You don't remember the bubble?
When Jordan hit that three. And Jordan Ward hit a clear three.
They called it a two. He was like,
and they called it a two.
He was like a foot behind the 3-point line.
We went to overtime and lost. And it's like, no, we should have one more point.
Oh, yeah. You
might have saw a picture. It was a 3-point line. And then,
they drew it around Jordan.
Yeah.
So it was like.
Yeah, so it did like a Photoshop thing. Yeah.
What if I told you you're getting the Empire Classic and the Maui? I mean, the Maui has Arkansas, who's going to be arguably number one in the country. You're going to have Creighton, who's going to be a top five team. Mm-hmm. You've got Louisville. You've got, there's other teams in it. I just can't think. I figured Nick would have looked it up by now, but he's just looking at me like.
Oh, you want the Maui.
Yeah,
no,
he's
like,
I tried.
That was my bad.
I gave the teams. I was giving takes on Creighton.
Yeah. You lobbed that up to me, and I just
Arkansas, right over who my has head. The number one class in the country, will be here.
Well, Nick's replacement is getting interviewed, so don't.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. It is. It's happening. Well, soon.
That's our friends at Louisville Geek. You watch your mouth.
Did you see about getting
the name call?
Is meal plans? Well, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Have you called? Because if not, I'm going to order meal plans.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And you did.
Stand by on that.
Good.
Which means
stand by on that.
Nick, if you type in Maui 2022.
I know, it keeps giving me the old one.
There's no way that you have worked for your father for all these years.
I'm starting right now. You better not let
okay,
me find
Arkansas,
it.
Okay, Arkansas, Arizona, you. Cincinnati, okay, Creighton, U of L, Ohio State, San Diego, and Texas Tech.
Okay, listen. Texas Tech, who's going to be a top 15 team? They've loaded up pretty good. Cincinnati. Louisville, that's a sexy game for Louisville. The Louisville Cardinals. Arkansas, who probably will be number one preseason. Creighton.
And Nick's favorite coach, obviously.
Yeah, right. Creighton, who's going to be a top five, top ten
We're
team.
Get wasted this year.
Arizona is going
to
be in this.
Is it too late for me to bring down the standards for Louisville basketball?
No, but it's a conversation. That's what I'm saying. This thing's starting to come together. And now we're getting the Maui. And we're playing the Empire Classic.
Kenny Payne's going to need 3 to 5 years to turn this thing around, right?
right. And listen, all those are going to be – those two games are going to be played like in the month of November, those two tournaments. That's insane.
That's going to be pretty awesome. Remember that poll we put up earlier this week too? What non-conference game would you be most excited to see?
Yeah, just
I mean, they're facing two of those teams, Indiana and Cincinnati. Listen,
the real, well, we don't know if they're playing either thing. One.
No, I know, but I mean, there's a potential that they could.
The real answer to that question is we're more excited
Memphis,
to
you
have.
Forgot Memphis.
Well, yeah, but they're not on the schedule yet, though.
No, but we probably will play Memphis. I was just adding to your point.
What I believe is that the real right answer to non-conference is the non-conference schedule.
Yep.
There's more. That's more important than the team.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, even doing the Big Ten Challenge and getting Michigan and Michigan State's on the road, like, those were awesome games. But just having, like, this is still Louisville, Steve. This is still, we like to see names of other programs out there, like Arkansas. Like, I don't, like, you don't care what they're ranked. You're just like, okay, I like big name state schools on my schedule. It works like that in football and basketball. So, state schools and brands, you know.
Yeah.
Louisville has always had, Louisville still, like I said, has the Metro Hunger Games mentality still. Now you're dropping.
Actually, you know what? We've completely ruined everything. The Texas right. The Empire Classic is 2023. So it's not even this year.
Oops.
Where were you at, Nick?
My bad.
They're producing.
You just let us think that we're playing. Like, because I'm going to be honest with you. Let's just do this on air because it's kind of funny. In the back of my head, I was like, that's a little much.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I was like, that's a lot.
You mean like what I just said? I'm saying, listen, when we said all those names, you heard my brain come out. I said, we're going to get smashed.
Okay, I'm like, that's
I just said that's like, about,
that's a lot.
Yeah. Once you went to the other tournament we're playing into, I'm like, okay. Like, okay, I was making a joke in my brain. With the Kenny Payne's going to need 3 to 5 years, but that was coming from a real thought.
Listen, because
and it was like, we could mess around and be
like, I could legitimately
4-8.
I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this because I think on this show we're pretty open about just our mistakes. I could do the thing where I could be like, oh yeah, we knew it was next year. Like, we were just talking in general, but I legitimately thought that was this year. I was like, that.
I did too.
We're going from
too.
The Empire Classic to the Maui. I'm like, this is going to be insane.
The reason I didn't have to clean that up is because I was going to start this conversation with, I don't care because I'm so excited to see, you know what I'm saying, to see them out there.
Yeah.
I don't care about the names, but then we start saying the names. I'm like, we love the names. But I still want to see the product
more than
I want to see the name.
But like
for at least 2 months.
But I mean, that's cool. We know that we have that the next year, though.
Go get L back in here. I'm just, dude, do you know what a schedule like? What are you doing? I hope you're working harder.
But still, even with that, I mean, you'll still get them. I mean, the point still stands. You'll get the Maui. You're going to get most likely Memphis. You're playing Kentucky at Rupp.
Are we just going to do a home and home with Memphis?
I would imagine. I would think Louisville would probably try to strong arm Memphis into coming into Louisville.
You need us more than we need you.
Yeah, I would think so, especially having the road game at Kentucky and Maui already. I think Louisville would say, hey, if the – put it this way.
If we do a home and home, we'll get the first one.
If the Memphis game works out, I think it will be in Louisville. Yeah, absolutely. And Louisville needs that home game because, I mean, Memphis-Louisville will be – I mean, that would be sold out.
That would be stupid.
Yeah, packed house. Yeah. It'd so be dumb. Especially if a especially if Imani Bates, you know, is here and said the story there, that'd probably be a CBS, ESPN primetime game. You know, like, yeah, that. I mean, Louisville's going to say, no, we want that one right here. Because Louisville's losing – you got to remember, Louisville's losing the Kentucky game this year, which they're used – I mean, this was supposed to be at home,
mm-hmm.
but with last year mm-hmm. getting canceled, it's now going to be a Rupp, which is right. You know, whatever, that's fine. The Kentucky football did that for Louisville. I think that's fair. But I just can't imagine Louisville saying, yeah, no, you know what, we'll go to Memphis too. Like, no, Memphis come here. And like I said, so now we have Maui. I think the Memphis game will happen. Kentucky, and then Mike Woodson mentioned about Louisville and Indiana needing to play, which I totally agree with. And now the Empire Classic
can happen.
But we're also forgetting ACC Big Ten. you're going to get a game in there. I mean, maybe that ends up being Indiana.
Yeah, they might schedule that.
Or maybe that is, you know, a Michigan.
Would we go to Indiana? I think Indiana would be right.
The last time we played Indiana was at Indiana. Louisville might be able to pull some weight there. Or Indiana may say, I like what Louisville and Indiana did last time.
Do you like the Michigan? Who do you want in a Big Ten Challenge?
I always like Michigan, Michigan State. Yeah.
You don't have to play Indiana.
No, because I think you should play Indiana and something else.
Yeah, okay.
I think Louisville and Indiana should play.
Don't waste your Big Ten.
Yeah, I think
ACC.
Louisville, Indiana should be a game that's played no matter what. Mm-hmm. So you play that on a yearly basis, in my opinion. And I love what they did.
I enjoy having Juwan Howard in here.
Oh, I do too. I think playing at Michigan State.
Is this going to be Izzo's last year?
It's probably getting close. I don't know, though. I mean, he's
feisty.
Somebody said Ohio State. Ohio State would be a good one. I don't mind playing Ohio State, you know, and there. The Wisconsin. I just don't like playing that style.
You don't want no parts of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to go up there anymore.
I don't want Ohio State.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, it's like, okay, let me elaborate. I don't. When I talk about trophies. Every year, I just don't feel like Ohio State's a trophy.
Listen, I agree.
I don't feel like they're a basketball trophy.
I personally.
Michigan is a trophy.
Let me give you
Michigan
one.
Michigan State's a trophy. Indiana's a trophy. It's like Penn State. No, Wisconsin's not a trophy. If you beat Wisconsin, you're supposed to be. I don't care what they're ranked. If Wisconsin is 7 in the nation, when I look at my Louisville players out against Wisconsin, I'm sorry, people. Sue me. I think my players should beat Wisconsin.
I agree.
Don't ask me why.
Let me give you a name for this season. Illinois. I would take that one.
I want Kofi Illinois, though.
I don't. I'll take him now.
Do you remember when we were going to lose? We were going to have to play Kofi Coburn at Kentucky.
That was horrifying. Just horrifying.
Nikki. You know how, like, the Kentucky fans are acting right now? This is how we were going to act when Kofi was going to transfer to Kentucky. When they went and got the two assistant coaches from Illinois to come to Kentucky, the writing on the wall was that was just two. We brought in two coaches to literally bring in Kofi Coburn.
Texture says Iowa.
And it didn't happen.
I put Iowa in the Wisconsin. I'm like, I don't want to.
I still don't know why this don't seem like a trophy to me.
They're just good. And they're good.
Yeah, Purdue.
You know what?
I like Purdue, but I don't want Purdue.
You want to know what Iowa and Wisconsin are? They're Bullet East. When I was in high school. You're like, how do y'all pass the ball so well and hit every three? Like, I don't like one-on-one, we've got dudes that can play with y'all. But, like, y'all just, it's like.
Not one of your dudes.
You play basketball to, like.
To actually win.
Yeah, it's like.
To actually win the team
I was
sport.
Convinced Bullet East did nothing but just sit back and just watch the Spurs. Y'all just watch the Spurs. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Rolling along middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
This is Steve Rummage, and you're listening to 93.9 The Ville.
This is SportsCenter.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The SportsCenter update brought to you by BJ Heating and Cooling. Call the experts you can trust. BJHeatCool.com. Starting in men's hoops, U of L target Tyrese Hunter expected to make his decision today at 2 p.m. The Cards are in the mix of his top six, along with Texas, Gonzaga, Purdue, Kansas, and Tennessee. Staying in College Hoops. John Rothstein reporting. U of L set to play in the 2023 Empire Classic along with Indiana as well as Texas and UConn. Heading to the gridiron, U of L, they have game times for their first three games of the 2022 season. Cards open at Syracuse, 8 p.m. You'll catch that one on ACC Network. That'll be on September 3rd. They'll travel to UCF, 7:30. You can catch that game on ESPN2. That'll be September 9th. And they'll open up at home against Florida State at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Some scores from last night. The Reds, they scorched the Cubbies 20-5. U of L, they fall in a consolation game in the ACC tournament to Georgia Tech 9-4. Bats, their game with Omaha rained out. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, 5:05. Louisville City FC back in action tomorrow, where they'll host FC Tulsa 1:45. Coverage will begin on ESPN 680, 105.7.
This is Lamar Jackson, and you're listening to the home of the Ravens in Louisville, 93.9 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.